Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I witnessed something heartbreaking, but I was like, man, that just has to be horrible. And I didn't know what to do. So I went with honesty, and I don't know if that was the best choice.
I'm so curious what you're talking about.
Okay. So last weekend, went out to celebrate my birthday with some friends. We're sitting at the bar, we're chit-chatting, and you know, bar always has like the best people watching. So I noticed there was a couple behind us, looked like they were on a date, like no big deal. Mm-hmm. So we go on about, we have our conversation going, and next thing you know, this guy comes up to us and he's like, hey, excuse me, do you happen to see where my date went?
Oh no.
And we put together, it was the couple that was sitting behind us.
Right.
And I didn't see it, but my girlfriend did, and she was like, she left. And we were like, what? And she's like, she left. So I was like, I think she might have gone out the front door. I don't know. Maybe she went to go smoke or something. And yeah, no, she left the date.
She did a runner.
Yep. He went to the bathroom and she saw a window and she was gone.
You know what's really, really bad if you do a runner? I mean, if it's just not going well, you don't think you're going to see the person again, maybe you can just get through the date and then leave.
Right.
But if you're having to run in the middle of the date, you know something seriously went wrong.
Well, and that's what got us all. We're like, man, like, what were they talking about? What happened?
Wow.
Like, it looked awkward. Like, it was a first date. Like, just the chemistry between the two of them. But yeah, just to get up and be like, I'm not even going to finish this date or tell this guy that I'm leaving, that had to have been really, really bad.
Is it interesting that he went to you guys to ask where she went? That takes a lot of guts, too, because I'd been at a workout before that, look, she's clearly not here anymore. I don't want to bring more attention to myself and make this more awkward for myself by going asking the random people at the bar who was clearly watching me, hey, where'd my date go?
Well, I mean, maybe she went to the restroom too, and maybe she was still in the restroom. Maybe he was concerned. I don't know. I don't know why he asked
us. He went and asked you.
But he did, and we had to be the bearer of bad news and tell him, your date ditched you.
And you saw her leaving?
Yeah, we saw her go out the front door.
Did you have any indication that's where she was out at that stage before he asked you?
No, when she left and then we didn't see her for a while, it was like, oh, she was gone.
Wow, what did he do? My mind goes to, what did he do?
I don't know, but my mind was like, man, I'm glad I've never been put in that situation where one, I had to like run out on a date, or two, I came back from the bathroom and my date was gone.
Okay, I've had girls on dates not see me again, but they finished the date. I left once on one person. It was random. I had to get out of there, which I'll tell you in 6 minutes.
You ditched
them? You got to hear why.
Okay, we want to hear from you. 888-431-3764. Has this happened to you?
So this is where it ends.
Kelly at a bar with friends celebrating some birthday drinks actually watched a woman walk out of a date while he was in the bathroom.
Yeah, the saddest part was when he came out of the bathroom, he came and asked us, hey, have you guys seen my date? And we were like, yep, she went out the front door.
What do you say in that situation?
Exactly that.
It makes
Sorry,
it even
bud.
More awkward that he went and said to you, hey, have you seen my date? She might have left. I walked out on one date. I've never had a date walk out on me. I've had a date finish a date with me and then never speak to me again. But mm-hmm. I walked out on one date and it was deserved because she was kooky.
Like, what do you mean kooky? What happened?
As soon as she walked in, I'm like, okay, this is okay. This girl's quite good looking.
Okay.
Then she sat down, complete nut job, talking about she wants to get married, she wants to have kids.
On the first date?
Fine. On the first date with me, if I ever screw over, she will find me. And she told me all her boyfriends have been abusive and she has restraining orders on like three of them, which, are you sure it's all them? Or is it more to do with you?
I mean, I kind of give her at least a little bit of credit. She got all the baggage out there early.
And then she tried to get me to put her phone number in my phone by grabbing my phone and putting it up to my face. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm just showing.
Didn't you already have her phone number if you went on a date with her?
No, I don't give my phone number till later. It's all through Instagram at first.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, she was a complete lunatic. So she went to the bathroom. There's stuff about this that I can't even say on air. It got so bad. She went to the bathroom. I tried to book it. And then I thought, wait, I don't want her thinking I just ran so she can pay the bill. So I ran straight to the waiter and I said, how quick can you run my card? He ran my card and I just got out of there and I blocked her on everything. And I was in fear. It was stuff that would give me nightmares. I'm serious.
Sounds like a terrible date. Mario and Upland, have you ever ditched somebody on a date or did you get ditched?
I left this girl in 5 minutes. I was done. She was warming up with somebody else. I was going to pay for dinner and drinks. And she ran off to the bathroom every 5 minutes. She was on the phone. We couldn't have a conversation. I'm like, I'm not stupid. You're getting an Uber home, and you're getting stuck with a bill.
Oh, so good for you, man. Good for you.
And you will be played. It's just that simple. The whole time we're sitting there at the table, she can't get off her phone for a second. I'm on a date with you. I want your time.
Did you sneak out, or did you tell her I'm out?
Hell no, I didn't sneak out. I walked out.
1, 2, 3, hit it, boys.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.